America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. A special shout out to our new listeners, KTLR 890 and FM 103.7 in Oklahoma City, Edmond, Lawton, and Enid, Oklahoma. Hello and howdy to all you Sooner fans out there. We look forward to talking to you, and thanks to the GM out there, Mike Miller, for carrying the program. Mike, we appreciate it, and we hope we do you proud out there, Oklahoma, because we have a lot of fun on this show. 59% of Republicans want Trump as their nominee in 2024, compared to 41% who want someone else representing the party, because 44% of the Democrat respondents in the same poll said President Joe Biden deserves re-election, while 56% said it's time for a change.
No, I don't put much stock in polls, especially this far out, but you got to wonder about that 44% that thinks Biden should run again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the hell is that?
I don't know.
Everybody, they must be all the people that got the free money.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. Mary, what's on your mind?
Instead of just saying the price of gas and groceries keeps going up, I think the word electricity should always be included in that category, because my electric bill was smoking this month, the past 2 months. And I'll bet if mine was, everybody else's was as well. So you can throw in electric bills as well, and also think about charging up that wonderful electric vehicle sitting in your garage.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Comment, Frank?
I want to go back to the first point that she made. It's not that the prices are going up, it's that the worth of our dollar is going down.
That's right. Just when you thought he couldn't get any stranger in D.C., Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, joined Joy Behar, Sarah Haynes, and Anna Navarro on The View last week to talk about Florida's new parental rights and education law, which he absurdly claimed will kill kids. How stupid is that?
Well, it's the kind of sensationalism that they have to rely on, or they have to go to in order to try to to go after this law that they don't like and they don't agree with. But I think it's obviously it's not true. It's not going to kill anyone.
Let's get out in front of the Montana thing in North and South Dakota. You've got a winter storm watch because this system is definitely moving across I-94, I-90. So you're going to get it. It's not a fact you're going to miss it. You are going to get it. Now, I-80... you are going to see a lot of activity coming out of Utah into Wyoming, as well as west right now of I-25, where there's a winter storm watch and all the mountain passes west of I-25 going out of Denver, going out of Boulder and Colorado Springs. So this is going to be a rough night for you guys and gals. Keep the weather radio on if you're listening to me in that area. And, folks, I got to run, but I got to remind you, I'll be back tonight, 2 a.m., live in linear color all across the country. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way on your favorite station. I'm the Captain. God bless America.